Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
To the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm your host, and my name is your name too, if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. So welcome, John Jacob Schmidts out there everywhere, across the free zones and outside the wire in occupied territory. You are listening to the, hopefully, the light of truth, hopefully some encouragement. Hopefully we can inform you. We can inspire you and especially motivate you to action. And there's some action items. Hopefully you guys are getting ready to head up to Colville for the Liberty State fundraising rally. It's a fundraiser. And also there's going to be some great speakers and musicians. Also got Jordan Page, rocker Jordan Page. He's going to be singing his flagship song, Liberty. That's today. That begins actually at 2:30. With a local bluegrass band there, and then it's going to go right into, you know, the opening prayer, Pledge of Allegiance, and so on and so forth. And then the speakers will begin. All that begins at 3. So I want to encourage you to get there early, though. Make sure you got a seat because we're expecting a big turnout, and it's really exciting. I'm just going to go, and I'm just going to just melt into the crowd and just soak it all up. I want to just listen to what's being said and, you know, just, I don't know, help out if I can help out. And, but mostly I just want to sit there in the crowd and blend in and just absorb it. I want to listen to what Representative Matt Shea has got to say. And so, yeah, it's going to be really good stuff. So I'm going to see what I can do about tapping into the soundboard there and getting this recorded for you guys so I can share with you. So, let's see. Let's get right into it because there's a lot of stuff. Time's going to fly really quickly. If you have not done so, speaking of Representative Matt Shea, oh, and Mark Herr from the Center for Self-Governance. Excellent, excellent. What a great guy. And it's been really great working with him and just learning so much more about our heritage and our history. Just never stop learning. And he's a really exciting guy to talk to. I mean, just really learn a lot from him. He's going to also be speaking too, so I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say. And that's going to be hosted by Renee Holiday. We've interviewed her before in the past, and that's going to be really good to have her emceeing that because she's done so much work in that local community up there with property rights. So they're kind of shifting their focus toward this Liberty State effort. They've pretty much exhausted all of their other peaceful means of trying to push back against despotism, against the arbitrary overreach and regulation. And they're pretty much at the point where there's really not much, there's not much left in the way of solutions besides breaking free and being self-ruling state. So I'm all for it, and I just God bless them. So that's going to be a really good thing. So let's take you to Representative Matt Shea's legal legislative update on Facebook. Lots of stuff going on there. If you've not done that, if you're on social media, go check that out and listen to his Facebook Live updates from Olympia. But I've got a rundown here on some of the gun control bills. The House Judiciary set to hear gun control bills. That's, okay, it's coming up. This is why this is so important. This hasn't happened yet. January 25th, next Thursday, this coming Thursday, 1:30 p.m., that's when the House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to hear several sweeping gun control bills. NRA members and Second Amendment supporters are strongly encouraged to attend the committee hearing to voice your opposition to these anti-gun bills. Additionally, please use the Take Action button to contact members of the House Judiciary Committee and urge them to oppose these anti-gun bills. Get a hold of every one of your representatives. I don't care if it's your county commissioner. You tell your county commissioners to get a hold of your representatives and put pressure on them. Everybody in your community needs to rise up against this. Until we get our self-ruling liberty state, you still have to stay in the fight. All right. Testimony will be limited during the hearing, so arrive early. Let's move on here. House Bill 1387, sponsored by Representative Laurie Jenkins, Democrat, would impose a registration licensing system on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and standard capacity ammunition magazines. That bill proponents label as so-called assault weapons, which are actually combat rifles, which pretty much every American adult citizen should own anyway, including large capacity magazines, which they also want to roll up into this. Every person who possesses, transports, manufactures, purchases, or sells a so-called assault weapon must have an annual state-issued license. You've got to be kidding me. With an updated license required every time there is a change in possession of the gun or magazine. These people lost their minds. The licensing requirement has a delay period until 2020 before it applies to persons who currently possess such items, but these persons would be prohibited from selling or transferring any gun or magazine designated by this bill to anyone other than a licensed dealer, a gunsmith, or to law enforcement for permanent relinquishment. Jeez. Man, you think we were living in East Germany? Under Stalin's Soviet Union, HB 1387 also mandates that relinquished guns and magazines must be destroyed. Now, House Bill 2422, sponsored by Representative Strom Peterson, Democrat, is yet another bill targeting so-called large capacity magazines, would prohibit the possession of ammunition magazines holding 10 or more rounds, with limited exceptions. Those allowed to continue possession of large capacity magazines, within the limited exceptions, would be required to lock up their ammunition magazine or face criminal charges. There's several here. House Bill 2666, House Bill 2293, just daycare facilities. H Bill 2519, which would require law enforcement agencies prior to returning a surrendered or impounded concealed pistol license to verify the licensee's eligibility to possess firearms and a CPL license. You guys really need to be tracking this stuff, you know, at the state legislature level. And also, we got a lot of Idaho listeners as well, right across the border. You guys also got some resources here I want to point you to. It's called growingfreedomidaho.com. Representative Nate Smith, I think it's Nate Smith, Representative Heather Scott, several of these patriots over there have been pointing this out. I want to remind you, the website is www.growingfreedomidaho.com. So visit the Growing Freedom Idaho website, help all citizens be more involved with what's going on in the Idaho legislature and how to effectively make their voices heard. The site includes a freedom agenda of legislation brought to the legislature by citizens and what is liberty-minded legislators are pursuing this session. Helps you stay abreast. And also these civil forfeiture laws, this illegal, unlawful legalization of confiscating citizens' property without due process, that is on the table. It's being fought over right now in the legislature. I spoke with Representative Heather Scott this week, and they are going after that one as well. So now, tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about some of what's going on with ICE right now. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement are getting ready to conduct a series of raids. And also, word is talking about arresting state officials who interfere with the federal enforcement of immigration laws while they're about ready to go bump heads here because the Attorney General in California is threatening to prosecute employers who cooperate with ICE. Things are about ready to get out of control. So I'm looking forward to talking about that tomorrow night as well, and probably do definitely some reviews of the Liberty State rally in Colville, which is going to be kicking off today at 2:30 at the Ag Center at the fairgrounds. It's real easy to find. Once you get into, it's an L shape. The highway goes through Colville, straight up, hooks a hard left, and it's an L-shaped highway going through the town. So once you come into Colville, into the city proper, pretty much you can just take a left turn anywhere off the highway and you'll be running into the fairgrounds. It's pretty simple. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's take a break here in a minute. I want to thank Works Holsters, Works LLC, for sponsoring this segment. Works Holsters, they make custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products, top-of-the-line holsters. I'm really happy with mine, very happy with mine. I love it. I carry the inside the waistband holster, and it's beautiful. And you can find out how to get one for your everyday carry by going to www.works.com. I spell W-E-R-K-Z as in Zulu.com. All right, stay right there. We'll be right back. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Redoubt.
There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come! I repeat it, sir, let it come! It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Very specifically, we have to ask ourselves and answer a question, every individual. Are we a loyalist or are we a patriot? Are we God-fearing, freedom-loving, self-reliant Americans? Or are we government-dependent, constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we all have to answer. And I appreciate Radio Free Redoubt because they've been answering that question quite well to many people in this area for a long, long time.
Thank you for sticking around with us through the break. This is Radio Free Redoubt. You're tuning in to John Jacob Schmidt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites out of a beautiful little sleepy town on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. If you're in the area, you need a place to lay your head while you're looking for the right property for you. You're getting ready to strategically relocate into the American Redoubt. Or if you just want a weekend to get away, check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, we talked about what the state of liberty really is. The liberty state movement. It's about land rights. It's about parental rights. It's about self-defense rights. Fundamental differences between the patriots, the freedom-loving patriots, many of them Christian, the overwhelming majority of them Christian, traditional moral values, the difference between them and those, the oppressors over from the Emerald City, Wizard of Oz over there. The traditional moral values, the natural resources, wildlife management, religious liberty, privacy, big government, bureaucracy, all of this stuff is what's really driving this. People have had enough. This is not new. People have attempted this and in the past, trying to form their own state. But I've not, besides the state of Jefferson in Northern California, Southern Oregon, I've not seen a stronger, more organized movement than what we're seeing come together with Liberty State. So this today, this afternoon, starting at 2:30, and then the official events kick off at 3. If you could be there at 2:30, that'd be great. But that's at the Colville Ag Center at the fairgrounds today, January 20th. So There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on there. We want to make sure flags get sold and as many people as possible can start flying the flags, the bumper stickers on their cars, and flying the flags at their places of business and in front of their homes. And to learn more about that, if you can't make it to the rally, we're going to make sure that's video recorded for you guys. And we're going to go to, you can go to libertystate.org, libertystate.org. That's a work in progress. They're adding more all the time as far as, you know, being able to finally set up a store here really soon where you can actually buy the flags online. So I want to remind you guys to re-educate yourselves on our heritage, our lost and stolen heritage, where we came from, and understanding the Constitution, the spirit and intent that went into every component of that. You can go to hillsdale.edu. They've got free courses on multiple things that, that really tie into our heritage and our laws and our Constitution and our where we came from, our Christian roots. And then another great resource is wallbuilders.com. They've got a great podcast as well that we air right before the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Sunday nights on our podcast right before 8 p.m. So at 7:30 p.m. On our live streaming. So, and by the way, all the stuff that we cover here, we're going to be adding as highlights and resources in our highlights and resources posting for each episode that, that we air. So there's things that I talk about and mention. And you say, oh, I want to learn more about that. I wish there was a link. Well, there is a link. It might take us 24 hours to get everything uploaded to it. But keep checking back on a show that you're interested in. And the highlights and resources for that show, which are posted on RadioFreeRedoubt.com, all that's there. Including all of our previous shows. Our audio files are uploaded to our Podbean site. It's a podcast hosting site where we take the recordings of every show and we upload it there. So you can go all the way back to 2011. Okay, so let's get into this. So we're going to talk about Liberty State here. We're going to talk about, there's kind of a new element that's kind of surfacing here. And there's a very small handful of people that have kind of appeared on the Join the Movement for the 51st State Facebook page. And typically very anti-Christian, kind of trolls, almost like saboteurs of this, because they don't want there to be any part of, they don't want to be under the liberal left on the other side of the state, but they equally hate, if not more so, Christians. So it's almost like an anarchist. They insist that they're libertarian, but they're very anarchist. But before I get to that, I want to point out this one lady. She asked some actually good questions. These are valid questions. And so I want to pose some of these questions. And all of us need to be able to answer these. Maybe not all of these, but we need to start thinking in your minds when people are asking more about Liberty State, how can you answer these questions? So she starts off, I've seen many posts about choosing the state animal, the state capital location, etc. These are very superficial in the grand scheme of things. So number one, where is the discussion regarding the important matters? Well, right now, there is a general sentiment that people are frustrated and they want to cut ties with the west part of the state. So it's a natural thing to rally around. It's a very normal and natural point to start with thinking, what would our state flag look like? What would be our state animal? What would be our capital? Where would we locate our capital? These are superficial things, but they are very preliminary items to get people to start thinking, wow, what if we did have our own state? What would that begin to look like? And it gives you the flag and things like that, symbology to rally around. So there's nothing wrong with that, but it is time to begin moving on to meat and potatoes. And that is actually happening. The rally in Colville is the largest one so far, but it's not the first one. But you're going to start seeing more and more of these. But to answer your question, where's the discussion regarding the important matters? Well, I would encourage you to go to the rally in Colville, because that is the first of many to come, but that is where it's the slide presentation. All these points are going to be answered by Representative Matt Shea, the founder of Center for Self-Governance. They're going to be answering these questions I'm going to be covering here. Where will the revenue come from for anything to do with this separation? Again, I point you to the rally in Colville. We're going to be videotaping that too. We're going to make it available to you. Even if you can't make it to the rally, your questions will be answered. What is the process for partitioning the state? Matt Shea and Mark Herr are both going to be covering those points. Again, make it to the rally. And here's the interesting thing. People are asking these questions right on the same Facebook page where they're announcing the big rally where all this information is going to take place. And it is a fundraiser, so maybe they're just keying in on that. They're seeing fundraiser and they're not really seeing a place to go to get real information. But that's the place to go. Where in the process are we in this? Again, it's going to be covered in the rally. Now, who's leading the charge in this process and how were they chosen? All right, now, Representative Matt Shea took the initiative. This is my estimation from my 30,000-foot view looking at all of this. Representative Matt Shea is obviously taking the lead because he's a natural leader. And that's what he does, and that's what people expect him to do, and that's why they keep voting him in. Representative Matt Shea took the initiative because nobody else was doing it. Everybody talks about, we need a 51st state. We should break off from them. And well, instead of talking about it, he said, let's actually start doing this. He chose several influential, proven leaders, in his estimation, from the Patriot community to volunteer to come alongside of him in the effort to go from concept and dream to action steps and actually strategizing on how we could make the dream a reality. So who picked him? Well, his constituents did when they voted for him. So thousands and thousands of people selected him as a leader. And I want to remind you too, in the polls that KXLY did, and another one that Matt Shea ran as well, over 73%, including the one from KXLY. So it's nonpartisan. It's just a wide, broad net cast across all of their viewers from left to right and everything in between. Among all of those polled, the responses were 73%+ in favor of liberty becoming a state. That's pretty hard to ignore. So he took the initiative. That's who chose him. And he's asked other people to come alongside of him. And other people will. Here's the other thing too. Well, let me move on here and I'll come back to this. If the petition's granted, what will become of any Washington state programs, employees, equipment? Okay. The same answer is for the next one, too. State employees, will they remain and become part of the new state? How will they be paid? Will their existing employment contracts, including pensions, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're getting way out there. You are like 5,000 meters down range. All right, and we should be focusing on what's 500 yards in front of us. 100 to 500 yards. Okay. That kind of stuff would be handled by a transition team or an interim government while you're getting stuff done by representatives, delegates that are chosen by the people at some point in the future. Okay. So hold your horses on that. Who is on the committee for drafting the Constitution and how were they selected? Again, nobody was doing it. Representative Matt Shea took the initiative because nobody else was doing it. He chose several influential, proven leaders from the Patriot community to volunteer to come alongside him and help him with this, to study the federal and various states' constitutions, and especially to study the processes and the machinations for drafting a constitution, to fill exploitable gaps that the founders at the state and federal level didn't consider in their time, land ownership issues, full rights and enjoyment, to oppose things like the Hearst decision, saying you can't drill a well on your own property because they're adhering to some United Nations policy that they're shoving on the people, or parental rights, immunizations, Second Amendment issues, out of control and bloated bureaucracies and irresponsible spending. All of these things need to be readdressed. The little loopholes that they found to weasel their way into becoming tyrants. This now also, you're talking about just a preliminary, if they're working on a constitution, that would be laid at the feet of the people at some point in the future. When it started off, when America started off, it started off with Articles of Confederation and then a transitional government. Then they began with duly elected representatives hammering out a constitution. And that's probably very similar to what would take place here. There would be some type of transitional type of government that'd be established and voted on by representatives that the people have chosen. So you'll have a chance to have your voice. Nobody's sneaking, hiding in a little dark closet, scheming on this oppressive new government that you don't get any say in. So all of that. Now, and that's how our founding fathers started off. When they wrote the Constitution, James Madison wrote the Constitution and brought it forward. They sliced it and diced it. He took the initiative. He drafted parts of the Constitution, of course, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, of course, along with John Jay and Alexander Hamilton, they all wrote the Federalist Papers, really giving us a glimpse as far as what the spirit and intent is when they wrote these different various parts of the Constitution. Hamilton, he's another one. He had a completely, entirely different view of what the United States government should look like. He wanted something modeled after Britain. He wrote it. It went to the delegates, to the people, and they just hammered it. Probably made him feel about a half an inch tall. I mean, it's like, you suck. They just went all to his work. And but that's the same thing here. It's a starting point. It's something where people that are familiar with law, they're familiar with the Constitution, they're familiar with history, and they want to do their level best to try to present something that would prevent the problems that we're facing today, and then have something as a beginning point to present to the people, and then the people get to choose what their next new state government is going to look like. It's that simple. Liberty will be made up of delegates. This is not a secret little committee of 5, 6, 7 people that are going to come and say, okay, we just made a new constitution. This is the way it is, and you get to live under it. That's not a republic. So that's definitely not a democratic republic or a republic with a democratic process built into it. Or the people would wholly reject something like that. All right, so have some faith. But all that stuff will come out. It will be made up of delegates, probably made up of delegates chosen at each county level, at least to start off with. So, there's more I can go into. I'm going to finish this tomorrow night because I'm out of time. So you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, your impressions from the rally to take place today. For the 51st state, Liberty State. You guys have a blessed weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too.